Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord performs a work in the sons of God which will be manifested in the salvation which he has determined to give them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Holy Spirit produces fruit in the children of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Paul describes those who are fitted for destruction. Open and flagrant sinners prove that they shall not escape the terror of the Lord. They despise the way of God, blaspheme the word of God, and can be clearly recognized. Their sins are open beforehand. But there are also those who are somewhat timid in their sin, and may even be influenced by a tender natural conscience. They often gravitate towards religion and take comfort in their own supposed righteousness compared to those whose sins are open beforehand. They consider themselves to be morally upright. They are those who follow after, ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. They are no less wicked than those who openly defy the Lord. Then there are those in whom the Spirit of God works mightily. They are described as those whose good works are manifest beforehand. Good works are the evidence of the Lord's work in his people. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Thus the Lord takes away the hiding place of sinful men, and demonstrates the hiding place of those in whom he is pleased to work. Do you desire to walk in the light of Christ, or do you prefer to walk in the light of your religion?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.